Catholic Moments Podcast, episode 173. Hi everyone, Lisa Hendy here from CatholicMom.com. Welcome to the second version of the stripped down Catholic Moments Podcast. I have to send a shout out to my friend Captain Jeff. I hope he's listening to this and hearing that I have not yet figured out the technological skills behind making this podcast simple and yet enriched with a little bit of music at the start. So maybe that'll be my goal for next week. But for this week, I'm just busy getting back on the podcasting wagon. So welcome to our quick update. I'm hoping to keep this podcast short and hope it finds you well and happy and busy and fulfilled in your own personal life. This week, I have to start off our podcast with a little bit of a sad note. And for those of you who are connected with me on social media, you'll recognize the name Fulton Poppy. And we've been praying this past week for little Fulton. Fulton is the four-year-old son of CatholicMom.com contributor Cassandra Poppy and was sadly very badly burned in a farm accident at their home. Has it been just about a week ago, I think, that we heard the news. Today is Tuesday, and we heard about Fulton's burning last Friday. He was in an accident on their property, and his father was actually a little bit burned too. Dad Jay Poppy, of course, went in to save Fulton and had burns to his hands, not as severe as little Fulton, but Jay still needs your prayers as well. The short story is that Fulton and Cassandra were actually airlifted to Shriners Hospital in Galveston, Texas, and they will be there for the next several months while Fulton recuperates, and we're asking for your prayers. Many of you participated in our Funding Friday program last Funday to help raise needed funds for the Poppy family. And I'd ask you to prayerfully consider if you can make a small donation to that, doing that this week as well. They're going to have so many expenses with flying back and forth. The family has several other children, and Cassandra is there with Fulton 24/7 at the medical center, but that this family really needs our prayer support and our financial support as well. So I'll have a link in our show notes for you if you want to give to our Fulton Friday Fund to support Cassandra and Fulton and Jay and the entire family. So please keep little Fulton in your prayers. Next up, I wanted to give you a little update on something really exciting that's happening at the website. I've been praying for a few years about the ability to provide our Spanish language, our coloring pages that we have every week in Spanish. These are related to the Sunday Gospel, and we have those free of charge on the website, and they're downloaded literally around the globe by religious educators and priests and sisters and families that use these to help their children get ready for the Sunday Gospel. And I've been hoping to have those in Spanish. I even went so far as actually just making a small coloring page, one page, with a tiny little bit of Spanish that I could eke out the last few weeks. But I'm so happy to share the good news that we have a new volunteer who's offered to do our coloring pages in Spanish. So we now have the full two-page coloring page available in Spanish language. Just go on over to the website at CatholicMom.com and look in the upper right-hand corner and click on Gospel Activities. And again, these are free for you to copy, reproduce, give out to your classes, tell your friends. And now you can do it in Spanish too. So hooray for that update on the website. The next thing I want to tell you about is my Whole 30. Anybody who's been paying attention to me online since the beginning of January, and I may have actually mentioned that this last week too, that I'm undertaking the Whole 30 challenge, and this is a serious look at my nutrition. It's sticking to a pretty strict program that involves very careful consideration of every little bit of food that goes into my body. And God willing, by the time I go to bed tonight, I will have survived my first half of the Whole 30. If you're listening closely, you can hear my stomach rumbling. Maybe it hears me talking about food. For anybody who's interested in kind of a healthy reset in your life, consider doing Whole30. This is a program that's very manageable that looks at all the great organic and whole foods that we can put into our bodies. It's the kind of to give you an outline of the things that you can't eat. I haven't knowingly had sugar or alcohol in the last 15 days. Those are off program. No wheat and no dairy products. So I've heard from a lot of friends who've done modified versions of this program and have had great success with it. And I have to say that, as I've said on my blog over at Pathios, this is more about kind of a shake up to my health life rather than trying to lose weight. You're not actually supposed to weigh yourself on this program for the 30 days. And I'll admit to you that last Wednesday I did weigh myself and was very pleased with the results. I kind of needed a little bit of positive reinforcement, but I'm going to try for the rest of the challenge not to weigh in. And, you know, you can tell a little bit by how your clothes are fitting and how you're feeling. And I have to say that while I miss an evening glass of wine with my husband, while I'm snuggling on the couch, I feel fantastic. And the things that I'm missing have more than been made up for by the peace of mind that I have this month about how I'm feeling physically. So if you're interested in more information on that, check out my blog over at pathios.com at the Catholic Channel. I just wrote an update today on day 15. So I'll be sharing about that probably in the next couple of weeks too. Our family personally had a great adventure this past weekend. We took a trip to Oregon. My youngest son, Adam, is actually considering matriculating at the University of Oregon next year, and he was invited into their Clark Honors College program. So we took a weekend up there for their scholar recognition day last Friday, and that's why the podcast is a little bit late this week, but wow, what a wonderful trip we had. Eric is still home from college with us, so he came along, and we went up to Eugene. We actually flew into Portland and then rented a car and drove about 2 hours down to Eugene. It's just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous there. And while I have to say that I'm biased to my alma mater, the University of Notre Dame, I was so impressed with the University of Oregon. We had a great orientation to the Honors College. We got to see Oregon play basketball on Thursday night. We really lucked into tickets for that, and they won a very big game. And we had a great time touring campus and visiting. We also went to Mass on Saturday night at the St. Thomas More Newman Center, right adjacent to the campus. And while it wasn't the student Mass, that's held on Sunday evenings, we had a great experience visiting that parish. So if you're ever in the Eugene area, I'd really recommend St. Thomas More. It's a beautiful little parish, and the pastor gave a very wonderful homily, and we just had a great experience there. So it was really fun to be in Oregon for the weekend, and now we're back home and back to regular life. Today is an exciting day because my friend Carson Weber, who many of you know from Catholic New Media Circles, is coming to Fresno. Carson and I are going to be taping two programs today at KNXT Television, which is our locally owned diocesan television station. And we're going to be taping two programs on Catholic New Media. So I imported an expert from Sacramento. Carson is a good friend and also someone who's very knowledgeable about the use of social media in the church. So I'm so happy that he's coming, and I'll be sure to share those programs. They'll be on YouTube soon, so we'll have those for you, and they'll air in places like Catholic TV too. So this is a really a big step for our diocese to have a program like this, and I'm thrilled that Carson's coming. And watch my Facebook. Hopefully we'll share a picture or two from the set. In book updates, my desk is overflowing with brand new books, but there are two I want to point out this week that just arrived. The first one is by Father Michael Gately, and this book is called The One Thing is Three, How the Most Holy Trinity Explains Everything. And I'll admit that I haven't even cracked the cover on the book yet, but I'm so excited to read this one because I heard Father Michael Gately speak last year when I was at the Catholic Marketing Network conference, and I've read his other books, so I'm just really excited to read that book. And the second book that I wanted to point you to, you can't buy yet, but I have an advanced copy, and it's by our own Pat Gohn of CatholicMom.com and the Among Women podcast. Pat's book, Blessed But Beautiful and Bodacious, Celebrating the Gift of Catholic Womanhood, will be released very soon. And I know from the time that I read it before this and also from my rereading of the book this weekend that this is going to be a gift to every Catholic woman out there, actually every woman out there. And for the men, buy a copy of this for the favorite woman in your life and then read it, because I think you'll really benefit from reading this too. So blessings to Pat. We love you, Pat, and congratulations on this gorgeous book. I hope that you have billions and billions of books sold, because this book will be a blessing to every woman, to every family, and to our church as well. I do want to continue our trend of pointing you to great articles on the website, and I've got two to share this week. And I was joking around with the two columnists who wrote these articles, because I seem to pick the two columnists whose names I have the most difficulty pronouncing, and I had to actually write to both of them to ask how to pronounce their names. So the first column I want to point you to is by, and apologies to Meghan Mark if I kill the pronunciations, but our wonderful weekly columnist, Meg Matinere, wrote a great column this past week called We Named Him Ignatius. And this column is about Meg's brand new little baby, aptly named Ignatius. And it's just a beautiful column, but also accompanying the column are about 100 comments that were made related to it. This column got what I call the New Advent bump. It's kind of like the Colbert bump. And that's when Kevin Knight from New Advent refers to a column on your website, you get tons of traffic. And so I was so thrilled that this particular column from Meg did. Again, it's called We Named Him Ignatius, and I know you're going to love it. And the second column by a columnist who has an equally hard last name to pronounce, Mark Cardarinella. Did I get it, Mark? Mark wrote a great column called Gadgets, Books, and Cuddles, Tips for Taking Your Kids to Adoration. And this book is practical, it's inspirational. If you've been using the fact that you have little kids as your excuse not to get off to the Adoration Chapel at your church, think again, because Mark is a professional religious educator and gives us great dad tips on how to take our kids to adoration. So check that out. The final thing that I want to tell you about today are two book projects. I can't fully divulge either of them yet, but it looks like my next year of writing is going to be filled up with two great projects. And I just ask your prayers for those as we, the publishers involved, and I discern my next steps, God willing. Actually, I have to say that one of these projects is a children's fiction series, so that's very exciting and new for me. And the second book, nonfiction inspirational, is going to be with my publisher, Ave Maria Press, and as soon as I can say more about that, I will. But suffice it to say that I'm requesting your prayers, and I will soon be requesting your stories for that book as well, so stay tuned. Well, that's about it for today. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to get this podcast posted. If you'd like to share input on the podcast. I welcome that over at catholicmom.com on the podcast post in the comments, or drop me an email. And if you've got feedback, I'll be happy to share that with our listeners next week through your emails. So you can reach me at lisa@catholicmom.com. Until next week, everyone, I wish you and yours all the best. Many blessings. Thank you again for tuning in. Come see us at catholicmom.com, and God bless.